Outside 77-year-old Wiley Robison's modest home, built by the Cherokee Nation in eastern Oklahoma, a neat row of freshly planted bushes adds a bit of color to the mound of bare soil hiding his new underground tornado shelter. Seeing the damage in Moore scared him into buying it.
With all them tornadoes coming, I thought, where am I going to go?
Robison wouldn't have this shelter if he hadn't heard a neighbor mention a Cherokee Nation program that helps its citizens with the costs. It's not a rebate program like the one the state runs, where homeowners get a portion of the cost of a shelter only after it's installed. Cherokee Housing Services' Roy Poteet says the tribe just pays up front with its own money.
They cost $3,150 installed. So we paid $2,000 of it, and the homeowner pays the $1,150 straight to the contractor.
And building permits haven't been necessary for any of the shelters built by the nation so far. The tribe had installers at Robison's house within a few days. But his experience in rural Delaware County isn't the norm. In Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and many other communities, permits are required for shelters. And those aren't always easy to come by. Just ask Debbie Schaefer with Ground Zero Storm Shelters.
In Norman, it's a bit.
She says the cost of a permit depends on where you live.
Oklahoma City's just depends. And they go from $15 to $200 in Tulsa.
Tulsa's the most expensive one that you know of.
Mm-hmm.
And getting a permit likely won't be the most difficult part of the process, especially if you're looking for help from the government to pay for the shelter.
Those programs could take, just like the tornado that happened May 20th, they might not be able to see a grant for a tornado shelter for 6 months to 2 years.
We've actually had somewhere around $10 million of projects sitting on the shelves, waiting to be funded because we hadn't had a disaster in a year or so.
Albert Ashwood is director of Oklahoma's Department of Emergency Management.
And it was only a couple of years ago that we actually got back into the business at the state level with having a program, Sooner Safe, which is more of a drawing system every year to where a certain number of people do get rebates.
That's right. This state lottery pays $2,000 for building tornado shelters. Thousands applied in 2012 with only 500 winners. Oklahoma City and Edmond do something similar, or they did. A message on the Oklahoma City program's website says it's been suspended due to insufficient federal funding. And there's the rub. The state and local rebate programs rely exclusively on funds from Washington. The fewer disasters a state has, the less money it gets. So it's a good problem to have. But Oklahoma's luck ran out with the storms that hit this spring. Cherokee Nation Housing Services Director David Pruitt.
Since the devastating tornado, I think we put in 18, and we have 27 applications in process.
And that's just since a couple months
since
ago.
Since about April, I think.
I see. And so in the previous year and a half or 2 years, how many?
None.
The federally funded programs should be getting more money soon, just as interest in shelter aid is peaking. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.